News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Pope has announced a monumental reorganisation of church leadership in Ireland. We're going to be talking about this in about 10 minutes' time. But it got us thinking about the future of the Catholic Church in Ireland. Ciara, like, you and I are old enough. We were around when the church was a dominant force. I sometimes think that dominance is overstated, but it certainly was a dominant force in Irish society.
They were nearly as powerful as NGOs are now.
Yeah, indeed. That has changed, obviously, hugely. And, you know, we are seeing... Now, look, I'm very conscious. There are a lot of listeners here this morning who still regard themselves as Catholic, who still go to Mass. We were sort of talking about it this morning. Has Ireland become a cold... Have we gone from one extreme to the other, I suppose?
As is our want. Yeah, I think we have. But I also think it's running out of steam. Now, by the way, and I should say this, I'm not religious. My kids didn't make communions or confirmations. I don't go to church, and actually I'm an atheist. So I don't see me ever kind of, you know, having any kind of reconciliation with the church. But what I think is running out of steam is the backlash. There's been a backlash against the church, and you might very well say, rightly so, for decades, because of things like clerical sexual abuse and stuff like that. And it became de rigueur, I think, to kick the Catholic Church in a way we certainly wouldn't kick other religions in this country. But I think that's probably running out of steam, because I think anyone who has stuck by the Catholic Church up until this stage isn't probably going to leave them now. And I kind of feel that it's a bit like when you're young and you give out about your parents for a while, and then you grow up and become an adult, and you can't keep giving out about them and blaming them for everything forever. I suspect the backlash against the church will run out of steam, and that it will exist. And we are probably still a culturally Catholic country, a culturally Christian country, whether or not
we attend.
I don't know. But I think there is a shift. Like I would say, as someone who's a columnist, that 10 years ago, I probably did write columns given out about the church. Now I don't think I could be bothered. And do you know what I mean? So I think...
Well, is that not more worrying for the church?
Well, I don't know. You mean it's better to be loved or hated? Don't be indifferent.
They're not even worth giving a kick to anymore.
I don't know.
I still think there. What I find most disturbing, I think there is a suspicion of people who say I'm religious or I go to Mass. I think people look at them like
we view people
heads.
Who are religious in the same way we view people who are non-drinkers. We're suspicious of people like that in this country.
I've had conversations with younger colleagues and they've mentioned something and they kind of go, oh, they're a bit of a religious nut. And I say, well, you know what? Actually, they pretty much the same views as both my parents
there
had.
There is a difference, though. Because your parents were part of what was a cultural or a social norm at the time. They weren't outliers. Being an outlier is always something that we view as suspicion, and they are outliers now. I actually think that dissenting views are important.
You know what? I'm not sure. I think outliers, I know the point you're making, I don't disagree, but I think outliers...
I'm thinking about Catholics two generations ago was the norm. It's not now.
Abnormal, and it shouldn't be viewed as abnormal. That's my view. I mean, there are plenty of people, and I'm sure we'll hear from listeners this morning, there are plenty of people who still go to Mass, and I don't think they should be regarded with suspicion because they do so.
I think we have a small island mentality. I think we view anybody who isn't part of the hegemony, part of the societal consensus here, and we do love a consensus on everything. I think we view always people like that, as I said, like non-drinkers, Catholics. I think we do view them with a bit of suspicion nowadays.
Simple question for you this morning, folks. Has Ireland become a cold place for Catholics?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.